Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Absolute pleasure to welcome Julie Docker-Johnson on the line. Lots going on in town of St. Mary's. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great, Julie. Now, you wear many hats in Stonetown, Julie. Got to ask, how was the Merchants Open House?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Friday night was fabulous. The lights went on. Saturday, there were lots of people. And Sunday was even better. So, no, it was an amazing kickoff to the season.
Oh, that is wonderful to hear. Now, tomorrow is a very special day, Julie, that you've been involved with for certainly over the years.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So it is the 10th year of Giving Tuesday worldwide. It's the 6th year for St. Mary's to be part of it, and it's a fabulous day.
And certainly the idea of Giving Tuesday is supporting charities, but I love how St. Mary's has put kind of a different sort of twist or a different sort of angle on it, if you will, Julie.
Yep, so Giving Tuesday is about giving, not necessarily giving of money, which sometimes that's what people think, and don't get me wrong, charities are very, very grateful for gifts, but it's giving of time, giving of energy, giving of ideas. And so St. Mary's is an incredibly giving town on a good day, on a bad day. They're great. But what we've done this year, so we have a Giving Tuesday committee, and there's five women that came up with an idea one day in June down at Milt Dunald Field sitting at a picnic table. And as a committee, we decided to create an event on top of everything that everybody else was going to do in St. Mary's tomorrow. So the whole idea started with gathering old chairs that maybe needed a new life. We would gather them all. Then we would put it out to the public that if they would like to come and get a chair and decorate it, whether it meant painting it, crocheting it, paper macheing it, whatever they wanted to do to revitalize this chair, that would be wonderful. And then they would give the chair back to us. So what we didn't realize that day in June is that there were a lot of components to this. But anyways, they all come together always. So we put a call out to the public. Could, if you have old chairs, they drop them off at the back of my store. And on the second day of the call out, a woman called and said she had just gotten married and they had all old chairs for their reception. She delivered about 50 chairs to us.
Wow.
To get the whole party started, and then it just went. So we basically collected, I think, about 80 chairs, and just from people would drop them off at my back door. Then we did a call in July. People could pick up a chair and sign up to participate, and so all the chairs got picked up. And then in October, they brought all the chairs back to us, all done up. And so what we're doing with those chairs tomorrow is we're doing an auction of them. And so the whole theme is called Pull Up a Chair. And it's not necessarily, well, it's about the chair, but it's about the whole meaning of the chair as well. So, yes, we have these chairs. Yes, we want to auction them. And, yes, we're going to raise money. But it's more the idea of if you have an extra chair at your table, why not invite somebody to join you? Because I think now, even though COVID's over-ish, there are a lot of people very isolated still, and maybe even more so than they were before. So it's just to remind people that, yes, we're moving on and we're getting on with life and all of these things, but you know what? There's people that probably could use a little seat at your table. So that's what that part is all about. And then when it comes to the fundraising part of it, we have groups in St. Mary's that every month we do a community dinner, and it's hosted at the United Church, and anybody can come to these dinners. They don't have to, there's no reason why you can't come. If you would just like to come and be able to have a conversation with somebody while you have dinner, perfect. If you need to have a dinner and you might not be able to, you're more than welcome. Anybody is welcome at these dinners. But again, because of COVID, all the groups that do these dinners have maybe been challenged in their fundraising to be able to buy the food to do the dinners. They have people and they've got lots of support, but the funds are not as fluid as they used to be. So everything that we've raised from the Pull Up a Chair event will be donated to those community dinners, so that if people are short on cash to be able to do a dinner that month, then they can use the money that we've raised to fill in the holes that they need.
Well, that is what it's all about right there. What an amazing journey. What a community involvement with St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. So the live auction is set for tomorrow. It starts at 6 p.m. Mayor Al Strathte is going to be the auctioneer. Is that right?
That's very true.
And there's going to be food trucks on hand. So this is an in-person auction?
It is. So there's 10 of the chairs will be live auctioned throughout the night. And then all the other chairs are silent auction. So it starts at 6, and we'll start live auctioning very shortly thereafter. And as you said, there's food trucks. We have the high school band will be there. We've got choirs from the elementary school. So there's lots going on. But the other thing is, you have to remember, there's also in St. Mary's tomorrow more than 60 different businesses and organizations that are doing something within their business or organization to raise funds for Giving Tuesday for whatever charity they want to do it for. They may be doing a food drive, a coat drive, anything, but they're just doing something extra special tomorrow.
Oh, it is going to be a very special day tomorrow, especially in St. Mary's. St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. We'll pass the details along. St. Mary's Giving Tuesday is the Facebook page, but don't forget the live auction is tomorrow, and these chairs look absolutely gorgeous. Starts at 6 p.m., and can remind folks where it's taking place?
It's at the United Church in St. Mary's, which is on Church Street. You'll find it.
You'll find it for sure. Again, we'll pass along the details. Julie Docker Johnson with St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. Thanks so much for this, Julie. You really put this into perspective for us. And we wish you great success with the auction tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jamie. We appreciate it very much.